This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh boy, welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, getting a chance to fill in this morning and a couple days this week. Carl, good morning to you.
Hi there.
And Kim, good morning to you as well.
Good morning. I'm just jumping on the live stream now.
And I know you're mentioning this, and it's probably good for the audience to hear. So with all the storms that came through, it caused some satellite issues. That's why Gordon Deal was not on the air this morning. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
But Gordon. Nicole Murray is still going to be with us later today.
Oh, good.
Okay. But on the phone.
I like Nicole. Okay, that's understandable. But you got to hear a little coast-to-coast AM go until the start of the show today, which is a little bit different. So I know there's people that when they wake up, they're like, oh, this is different. Something changed with my radio station. No, if you're listening right now, it's just because of the storms. There were some satellite issues. The engineers are working on correcting, and sometimes it's even more widespread than that, so there could be some other issues. Thought I would mention that just in case people were listening. So today is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Are you wearing green?
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't do that.
Pinch.
Wait, is everyone wearing green?
I forgot about it. Well, I remembered at the last minute. I have a green sweater on, but I also, whoops, sorry. I was trying to turn my head to show that I have a green
has a
claw.
Scrunchie.
No, it's a claw.
Ah, that counts.
Okay, count. I'm going to throw this out. Just, I think there's an argument here. So since I'm not going to wear green to my other job after the show here today, if someone pinches me at work, is that a hate crime? Because I'm part Irish.
I think you should file a police report if someone does that.
I think I can go to HR and tell them, hey, you know, I'm Irish. Someone pinched me. I feel like I was harassed and physically assaulted at work on St. Patrick's Day, the day of my heritage, even though it's like I didn't even know I was Irish until I did like a deep dive in genealogy.
But you know what's sad?
Still,
I bet you people do go to HR on days like today when it's all
pinched
in good fun. Now, obviously, there are some weirdos who are looking for an opportunity to do something freaky. But
come here, let me pinch
right.
You.
There are maybe times when they should go to HR, but there probably are situations that will happen today where the HR department's like, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
I guess it depends where they pinch you, your arm.
Yes, okay. That's very true. Location matters.
Your cheek? Strange, but not the worst, but very strange. Now, Kim, I remember you telling that story about working in television. If someone said, can I pinch your feet? That's
a
line
no.
You never.
That is going to be a no. Can you see my feet? No. Can you pinch them? Definitely not.
You shocked me when you said that you had viewers of television message you for pictures of your feet. That shocked me people would act that way.
It's a weird fetish for people.
It's such a weird thing. So it's St. Patrick's Day, and I know there's going to be a lot of people celebrating. I don't celebrate myself. I don't. When I was in college, it was a big thing because, you know, it's associated with drinking. So anything associated with drinking is
a holiday
celebrated. Yep. Doesn't take much to get a college student down that path. But for say, as an adult, it's a Monday. Are people going out and actually drinking during the day? Does that happen with adults?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I will not, but there are parades happening.
Yeah, there's a big one in Dogtown.
Well, and also, that's probably the biggest one, but then there's also one in Old St. Charles.
Hmm. What a terrible thing with these storms that came through. So you said the total number so far is 12 confirmed fatalities with these tornadoes?
Well, so what they're saying is at least 12 across Missouri. KSDK says 13. You kind of see different numbers, but we know two of them are in. So two of the deaths, though, are in the St. Louis metro. There was one woman in St. Louis County. They say she was electrocuted. And then there was another death in Jefferson County. And that was an area that was very hard hit. Jefferson County, Franklin County, those really were like the direct path of what they're now saying is an EF2 tornado.
And Rolla had terrible. Major.
Bad. Yeah.
I think Rolla had 12 people get killed.
Oh, gosh.
There's only 12 deaths
across Missouri. There's only 12 across Missouri, but they had bad damage. Right.
Maybe it was 10 then.
Just absolutely terrible. And for all the people that are still without power this morning after those storms, and it's been since Friday, and you look at that and you think, man, EF2 is no joke. That's a big boy. I mean, you're used to hearing about tornadoes. They're like, oh, EF0, right? You're like, okay, it looks like there could have been something, but it really didn't. Then even EF1's a big tornado, but an EF2 and multiple ones coming through, just terrible, terrible. So the devastation through the region and all those different families and people impacted by it. Down power lines. Well, I mean, that is such a big threat when a tree branch comes down on a power line. And sometimes you don't know it's active. You got to stay away from things like that. And they warn you about it. But then sometimes you don't even know. It's like, it could be down and you don't even know it.
Well, there's tree branches that are covering it. Yeah. And it's dark. I mean, the storm was rolling through at night. So it was really hard to see. And it was scary. I mean, we didn't have any damage. We thankfully didn't even lose our power. But I know friends where, you know, their home was fine. But then one street over, there were, you know, massive trees that fell on the homes. And it's just crazy.
Right. And then NCAA tournament starts this week. That's kind of a big time for a lot of different sports fans. I know. Is it still popular to get a vasectomy the week of the tournament so the guys can sit home and watch it?
I don't know.
A thing?
Wait, that's a thing? Is that like a running joke? I didn't know that.
Because you have to be immobile for a certain amount of time.
Well, you might as well
sit there and watch basketball.
Right. So you get sick days for it. So you can get the procedure done because it's a medical procedure and you get to stay home and watch it. And it's, you know, all things considered for medical procedures, that one's probably more preferable than other ones that people could be getting. There's a lot of bad things that will really knock you off your feet for a while. So the guys think, okay, this is the time to do it. And I understand the tournament, and I love that there is a tournament. It's super exciting. Even if you don't watch basketball or college basketball, you can still get into it because you're like, wow, there's so many games and it's always so close. But they always come out with this every single year, a story that says March Madness could potentially cost the economy $20 billion due to lost productivity. Every year, that's a hoax. That fake news, by the way. I hate that every year.
How do you even determine that figure?
You don't, because they assume that you're working. If you're on the clock for 8 hours, you are working every breath of those 8 hours. And if you stray from that at any given point, lost productivity for the company. Life doesn't work that way. But that's how they always chalk this up to make it look like a large grand number. Don't like it. But
no bathroom breaks.
No bathroom breaks. I prefer to use the little bucket that's underneath the audio console. I know Carl knows where it's at.
Put a little hole in the ground
since then. Yeah. You know, here at work, it's a little bit easier, or here at home, because, you know, I have my own personal bathroom is the way I like to call it. It sounds fancier that way. It's just our house.
Your throne.
Half bath. That's right.
Unless
there's somebody in there. And then I have to wait till the next break, I guess, and then yell at the person behind the door. But I always see these exact same stories every single year. I think they copy and paste it from the year before. I don't think they actually do any calculations. I think they just make up the numbers because they are ultimately made up. I don't know if we're going to do a bracket. Do you guys do one in the office, March Madness bracket?
No.
Here we are talking about it, losing productivity.
No.
We could be breaking rocks right now or picking up tree limbs outside. Instead, we're talking about March Madness. That's where we're contributing to the loss of $20 billion of loss of productivity.
Do better.
You're welcome.
So terrible. right. So coming up after the break, have you been looking at the approval ratings for Donald Trump? And can I mention one thing? The headlines for the approval ratings for Donald Trump vary depending on the news agency you're reading it from. Some will make it sound like, oh, he's doing terrible. And other headlines will look at it and say, actually, when you compare this historically, this is pretty good. So let's look at the way that the media is framing this, and we'll look at the actual numbers coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Ricker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
She is my dear. This sounds familiar, but I don't know if I've ever heard this song. Is it the Frosty the Snowman guy?
No.
No. Who's Frosty the Snowman? Is that Bon Ivers or whatever?
Burl Ives?
Burl Ives, yeah.
So many things you said are wrong there, but okay. So Burl Ives was the voice of the snowman in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I was thinking Gene Autry for some reason.
Gene Autry sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is Sean Connery.
Oh, wow.
From the Disney movie of the 50s before he was James Bond. It's Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Which is about leprechauns.
Is it on Disney Plus?
I have to look. You know what? It probably is.
No one searched it forever until now.
I bet if okay, they Carl. Have a St. Patrick's page, it's on there.
Carl, man, I don't know how your brain works, but for you to think of this song, there's something going on up there.
Oh, I have a whole St. Patrick's page here.
Oh, okay. Not bad. St. Patrick's Day. So what is he singing this song? Was he dancing when he's singing this in the movie? Oh, Sean Connery dancing in a Disney movie. That is a sight to see. YouTube, here I come. Look at all these text messages coming in through the chat, through the video. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Good morning. Who's Ray and Mike?
They're saying hi to each other. They're having their own show.
Oh, I got you. Oh, they're having their own show in the text. I'm like, oh, no. We're sharing a text with another radio show. All right. So did you see the approval ratings come out for President Donald Trump?
Well, from what I've seen, they're pretty favorable, all things considered, especially when you compare it to his first term.
Right. Okay. That's the caveat here. When you look at it historically, not only to his first term, but to previous terms, then it looks pretty good. When you compare it to where he was before, it's a little bit different. You're right. So here's the headline on the Hill. Here's where Trump's approval rating stands on key issues. That's the Hill. Flat nothing about it. I think MSNBC had a little worse, where his disapproval rating was higher than his approval rating.
I'm sure.
New York Post had Trump ties for highest approval rating he's ever had, as more Americans say U.S. is on right track than any time in 20 years. That's the latest poll from New York Post posted. Okay, just a quick guess. How do you think CNN framed it on their television show when they were going through? Now, keep in mind, they had the screen up, and the guy that does all the statistics was up there, and they're putting stuff up on the screen. He's pointing and he's circling with his fingers. This guy normally has a pretty good track record of just telling it like it is, but it's CNN, so you have to weigh it that way. How do you think CNN handled the Trump ratings?
Well, I'm sure they had a choke as they were saying them. The video I've seen, this is probably old, but the clip from CNN showed the guy, and he's on that touchscreen, and he's trying to say that basically Trump has a favorable approval rating, and he is stunned. He seems surprised himself at how well Trump had been doing.
All right, let's listen to CNN. Clip one, Carl.
We ask folks, is it on the right direction or the wrong direction? That 44% you say right direction, that's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012. The last time it actually hit 44 or higher, January of 2004. Mm. So a lot of this is Republicans, but independents, that number is also up since the election.
I'm kind
of surprised. All right, that was CNN. And they said the numbers, the highest it's been since 2004, being that the country's on the right track. And on top of that, the anchor at the time goes, So obviously the commentary is different. They take different analysis of whatever direction they want to, CNN. But at least they laid out the facts. I got to give them credit for that. Sometimes you got to give credit where credit's due. They at least laid out the reality before they spun it their own way.
Well, and you need that perspective, because when you hear 44% of Americans say the country's moving in the right direction, you think, wow, that's not that great, right? That's 56% who say it's not. But I think when you hear, oh, wow, the last time it happened was 2012 when it hit 40, and then what was it, 2009 or something, four when it even hit 44. I mean, that's interesting, right? when you think about it in those terms. That says
a lot. Do you think in general, we always look at the country as it's not where it needs to be, as in when we do an approval rating and it's below 50%, meaning more people disapprove than approve? Is it always going to be like that? Because you want the country to be better. You strive to see changes. Do you think that there's a chance Donald Trump takes it past the 50% mark? Like, let's say hypothetically, he negotiates this deal to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. And hypothetically, between the trade deals, it comes out favorable to the United States, as opposed to us losing these trade deals. All of this grandstanding and what's going on right now, is it actually works in the end, and these other countries concede and realize that no longer are you going to be able to put your pocket into Uncle Sam and just take out money without us noticing, because we do notice. And let's say all these things pan out, prices start to come down, inflation's tamed, maybe interest rates, things aren't as crazy, people can actually afford things again. Do you think that goes above 50, or do you think people will still be like, ah, it could be better?
I don't see it ever going above 50, because I think when you look at the divide of registered Democrats versus Republicans, that's about what it is. In fact, typically there's more we saw a shift this past election cycle, but there are just more registered Democrats, to my knowledge. So I don't see that number ever getting above 50. I think that would help and maybe get it as close as it would ever get to that number. But there are people who... Even if Trump was rescuing kittens every single day from a burning home and he was himself climbing up the ladder to rescue the cat, he would still be hated. It doesn't matter what he does. People don't like Trump.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Kim, I don't know if you saw this video, but Donald Trump was rescuing kittens out of a tree, but he stumbled on the third step. So he is old and senile. I don't know if you saw that, Kim.
Well, but clearly he's not fit to be president, right?
He's not fit to be president, obviously, because, you know, president can't climb a ladder that way without saving the kittens. I mean, heroically, he didn't land. What do they call it? A superhero land where they like the superheroes that can fly.
Oh, I thought you were thinking how the cats land
on
their feet
a certain way. But that's how the media would portray it. Look at that. But by the way, with the news, and I heard some of that on Fox News, some of the clips that they were playing at the top of the hour, was the clip of Donald Trump saying that potentially a meeting between him and Putin on Tuesday could result in a deal, a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Wouldn't that be something this week we can see that happening, finally wind down and we have an end game to it, as opposed to the end game of us throwing money at it forever into a pit where the money burns?
But I just hope that something is actually set in stone and they stick to it, because like, look at what Hamas has done. And I know Hamas is a terrorist group, but look at all the ceasefire deals they've had with Israel and they don't stick to it. So let's hope
that's
true. If something is agreed upon, that it actually follows through.
I would think that there's a higher chance of them sticking to it with Donald Trump in the White House. I would assume that they got to this point. I don't want to use the term good faith, but they got into the point with the understanding that the consequences would be dire if they do not stick to it. Because, you know, Russia, they can't go up forever, and Ukraine can't go up without our support. So both of them are reliant on the United States right now. So they got to stick with their deal. All right, Kim on a Whim coming up. After the break, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk. I don't know what that's from. I've heard it before. I don't know what it is.
Carl, if you didn't cut that audio for me, would you know who that is?
I wouldn't have known which one of those, but I would have guessed that they were one
of... That group?
Because there are several of those groups. There's the Italians one. There are the Irish ones. There are the three tenors.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm, so, Ryan, that was the Irish tenors.
Oh, okay.
If you've heard of them.
Gotcha.
And here's what I wanted to talk about. So they were just in the St. Louis area. They were performing at Lindenwood University Theater on Friday. And my dad really likes their music. And so he and my brother-in-law's dad had planned to go to the concert. They paid about $90 per ticket to go. And, you know, they're watching the storm reports come in because the concert started at 8 o'clock. And that was basically when the highest threat was. If you follow any of our local meteorologists, Dave Murray included, I saw some kind of scary warnings from meteorologists basically saying, I've never given such a warning like this. We have to take this storm seriously. This could be catastrophic. I mean, they were using very, very strong language to describe the potential for what was going to come that night. And obviously, we did see several tornadoes in the St. Louis area, at least two deaths from them. So it was serious. So what happened was my sister reached out to the Lindenwood University Theater Friday evening. I'm forgetting which time, but it was before the storm really ramped up. But she basically reached out and said, hey, are you still planning on continuing with the show? And they said, yeah, that's our plan. We're going to continue.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were, my dad and my brother-in-law's dad were going to continue to go. They were even looking at Uber so that in case hail came down, they didn't have their car just sitting out there in a lot to get damaged. Well, then things just kind of took a turn, and they're really talking about tornadoes now. And so my dad decided this is just not worth it. So they decided not to go. Well, they reach out and they said, nope, you know, you are not going to get a refund unless if we continue on with the show.
Rain or shine,
you are not going to get a refund. So here's what he found out because he did call and talk to somebody the other day. They sold 800 tickets. 400 people showed up. Halfway through the show, they had to stop because the tornado siren was going off. So they had to all take shelter. And apparently a number of people left at that point, which is kind of shocking. They decided to leave. But anyway, a number of people left at that point. When they got back from taking shelter, there were only 45 minutes left in the show. So my dad's now at this point waiting to hear back from the theater, although he's not holding his breath that he will. He's waiting to hear back if there's any chance he'll get some sort of a refund. Here's my thoughts on this. I completely understand where, you know, people are always wanting a refund for everything, right? Like, you can't be so lackadaisy about it that you're like, you know what, we're going to make an exception, because then everyone has that expectation. And even with weather, like, there are always going to be some people who might be traveling from a different state or something where the weather's not great and they just don't feel safe traveling. Like, I also understand that, you know, you have to be somewhat strict about when you decide to offer refunds, because you've already paid up front for this group. I don't know how it works, and maybe Carl, you have insight on this, but
yes,
they've already paid for the Irish Tenors to come in. They've sold all these tickets. I don't know if they pay for lodging for them and other different
things. They get a guarantee.
Okay, so
so they've already been paid.
Right.
So no matter what happens to whatever Lindenwood does,
the group gets paid.
Been paid.
Which makes sense. You know, they made the effort to come, and they're staying in a hotel and doing all the things. I guess my... And maybe I'm biased because it's my dad here that I'm talking about, but I feel like when you are talking, when you have all of our local meteorologists who are saying, guys, we have to take this seriously. We're talking about the threat of tornadoes. The exact time frame when they said it was going to be the worst in our area was 8 to 10 then that, or 8 to 11. I heard two different kind of time frames. That was legitimately the exact time of the concert. Hail, strong winds, possible tornadoes. This is where I would draw the line and say, you know what? I feel like this, there should be the exception here. And Carl, again, I know you might have some insight on this. I understand it from the theater's perspective, but this is maybe one time where I think it's kind of ridiculous that they're not offering a refund, because it makes people feel like they have to go out and risk whatever is to come, risk the storm, because they feel like, well, I already paid and they're not going to give me a refund, so I might as well go anyway.
So Friday night, I was at Gabriel Iglesias at Enterprise Center, which was a concert. And
were you working or as a fan?
I was working because and this was a brand new show. He was here a year ago, and I thought, oh, it's the same. It was a brand new show. But his show got interrupted when everyone's phone went off in the middle of it, and he had his phone on him too, and he pulled it out and he said, well, normally these things say take shelter, but this just says leave. So
wow.
But
wait,
he
leave as in
no, he was
they
kidding.
Knew they were in.
Yeah,
okay.
But actually Enterprise Center was the safest place downtown to be, so no one left. And it was the whole lower bowl was sold out, and it was he stopped. He was telling this great story, and then he stopped and he pointed at the ceiling and he said, I can hear that too, right? And he pointed at the ceiling because it was hailing and you could hear it you could hear it everywhere. He's like, you all can hear that too, right? And we all could. And since I'm doing lights, and the person that's in control of the house lights was up in the catwalk, he came down with me because he did not want to be anywhere near the catwalk.
I wouldn't either.
But he did mention that your tickets say rain or shine, and he has performed out in the rain before. They only stop it for lightning.
I understand rain. That actually makes complete sense to me. Like, I wouldn't expect somebody to stop just because of rain. I guess to me it was the threat. It was them saying there's a tornado. Warning. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I think this is a little bit different of a situation.
Yeah, you're probably right.
What do you think, Ryan?
Well, I think that in instances like that where you can be put in danger, if it's an ice storm, they stop it because they know they don't want you driving through that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different instances where weather can cause a cancellation or delay. if you have tornadoes that are literally moving towards your location, you got to stop that event because that's just not safe. I also think that...
But you're in a storm shelter.
You think that... Well, think of it this way. They don't exactly know when it's going to hit. They have a better mm-hmm. idea. The people traveling to those events have to get there and leave at some point, mm-hmm. which could put those people at danger.
Right.
So I understand that's a... You know, you can make your own personal decisions, but you give them the incentive to put themselves in danger. It's not a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way, too, because I think it's just human nature. When it comes to thunderstorms, tornadoes, people never think it's as bad as it's going to be. And that's why a lot of times meteorologists try to ramp it up a little mm-hmm. bit, because they want to give you what is the possibility of this. Even if it doesn't reach its potential, we'll right. still give you the possibility.
Take it seriously. That's what they want people to do.
Take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tie this into something else. You know, a lot of people are looking at these storms that went through the Midwest, and they're saying, you know, all these people, they would be alive today if Donald Trump didn't cut to the National Weather Service. And I would argue that's absolutely not the case. I believe human nature, just like what you're hearing about these concerts, is that people ignore these things either way. And you know what? All the warnings were there, all the exact same warnings you would have gotten if no one was fired from the National Weather Service at any mm-hmm. of those times. And I don't even think there was many cuts. There was just a little bit of cuts to that service. People would have still disregarded them and gone anyway. And I think maybe part of that human nature of them showing up and knowing they'll show up is why these organizers of these events decide not to cancel it, because they want the money.
Yeah. I mean, even a concert in the rain, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, but I remember there was one concert she had and it poured rain. It may have delayed it for a little bit, but she continued on with that concert. And I'll tell you what, I saw posts on social media where people were saying, this is the most amazing experience I've ever had. I mean, some of those, and I've been to concerts where it's coming down a little bit and it ends up being really fun. Now, I understand for someone who's older or whatever, there's different reasons why that might not make it possible for someone to go to the concert anymore. And that's a big bummer. But like I said, completely get it. If it's raining, you should continue on. Like, you've already paid the artists. This is how you make your money and pay your staff, right? So by all means, continue on with the show. When you're talking about tornadoes and 70 mile per hour winds, and it's not like it had, you know, decrease. It's not like the threat had gone down as we got later into the night. It was actually ramping up. Like, they were saying the conditions are right and we were hearing tornado watch. And so Lyndon One University, if you're listening to this, I really hope you do the right thing. And I hope that you start refunding people who couldn't make it, because I just think it's ridiculous to expect people to go out in that storm. And there was something about the conditions of the storms on Friday that, to me, is just like, you should not have expected people to go out in that. It wasn't safe.
Right when the event was going on. Exactly.
Right. And then what if they're leaving and there's down power lines? I mean, I know that's dramatic, but you have to factor all that in. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah. And I know this is a little bit extreme, but I looked up on Saturday. I said, did they cancel sporting events knowing people died in these storms the day before? And they didn't on Saturday, even though the storms were passed. Normally, out of respect, when there's all kinds of devastation and power outages, they decide to cancel sporting events and postpone things. They did not do that. I know that maybe this didn't reach that threshold, but there was a lot of devastation and a lot of terrible tragedies that happened in Missouri mm-hmm. with these storms. So, you know, even that, the day after, I was a little bit surprised. So the day of, while it's happening, should have been called off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kim, you'll have to keep us updated on how that one rolls out.
I will.
Coming up after the break, my wife surprised me with a term. And she said, we need to do this to the house. And for once, I was on board with it. Normally, she obligates me to projects that I don't want to do, but she knows she'll get her way. That's kind of a husband and wife thing, I'm guessing. Honey, wouldn't it be great if we can do this?
List.
And then she'll say it 350 times before I do it, but I'll eventually do it because, you know, I'll get tired of her asking me. She asked me to this thing, and I said, on board, 100%. First time she said it that's ever happened to me. So we're going to talk about that after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. This is one of those songs that if you're kind of like flipping through the radio and you heard it, you'd stay on that radio station and listen to it through its entirety. Was that the Cranberries?
You are correct.
Ah, yes. Very unique voice.
She is no longer with us.
Yeah, that's a shame. Who do you think had a better voice, her or the artist you saw at Enterprise, Enrique Iglesias?
Thanks for listening, but it was Gabriel Iglesias. the comedian, Fluffy.
Oh, my God. Okay, you saw a comedian.
Close.
I thought you saw the singer.
Close. 200-pound difference.
Yeah. Is Enrique Iglesias, is he still singing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember liking, was he like a one-hit wonder? I mean, I know he has had other hits, but was he... Shimu, isn't that him?
No, that's Ricky Martin.
That's Ricky Martin.
Oh, shoot, okay. We're all over the place.
I think you're thinking of that one, was it the one Asian guy that was
William Hung.
The singing competition? William Hung, yeah.
She bang.
She bang, yeah.
She move.
That's what you're thinking of.
The third time.
No, I don't.
The third time. Gabriel Iglesias had to stop his show. He just looked at the audience and said, "Jesus hates Fluffy."
Wait, yeah. Fluffy?
Well, the storms.
Fluffy, that's his nickname because he's a big boy.
Oh.
And so he calls him. He's not fat, he's Fluffy.
Oh, okay.
That's nice. Hey, you know what my wife said to me the other day? She said, and of all the projects she's volunteered for me, I got so many projects I need to do. She's always trying to get me to do something, always. Yeah, my unpaid laborist. Is that no? That doesn't sound right. Laborer,
slave. I believe is what they call them.
W-2 for this work that you're doing around the house.
I know, and well, I can't say the quality is always to the highest standard, but it gets done eventually. But she said something finally that when she said it, I said on board 100%. Let's do it. She said, "Honey, we need to doge the house."
Nice.
Wow.
I'm like, what do you mean by that? She's like, we got to get rid of a lot of junk. I said, yes, 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 yes. Finally, you're speaking my language. Let's doge the house. Why don't more people do that? We should start a trend of people doging their houses.
So basically you're purging. You're going through closets and things like that and just getting rid of stuff that you don't even use anymore. Is that it?
Go through the closet, go through the garage, go through the basement,
thank
go through
for
the kids'
its joy
rooms.
And send it on its
oh,
way.
Oh, gosh. Who was that who did the...
Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
No, this is better than her. She's doing it for the sake of joy. The joy that you'll have is getting rid of a bunch of stuff you don't need. She's doing it for simplicity's sake, and you need to like be in tune with your possessions. I don't think so.
No.
You just need a big tosser. And take advantage of it while you can, because... if you got the motivation, do it as soon as you got the motivation. Don't wait, because then it'll be gone before you know it. But with the Department of Government Efficiency and Elon Musk, there's so much backlash he's getting, just unwarranted backlash. I am 100% on board with getting rid of government waste, and there's so much of it out there. Can I tell you one example of unfair criticisms that Elon Musk got? And the example's up here in Michigan, but it was one of the early cuts that he made. And it made news because it was like, oh, one of the first Social Security branches are going to be closing in Michigan because of the Doge cuts. So here's what the original story was about it. There was a branch outside of Lansing, Michigan, and it was announced that they were going to cut the five-year lease. Over the term, it was like $550,000 would be saved by cutting this lease. It was like $100,000+ a year. And people started reporting, wait a minute, they don't have a branch there. Wait a minute, it's not even on the Social Security website that they have a branch there. Something's up. Doge is lying. This is the conclusion people came to. So they said, how many of these other ones are lies? They're just making this up to inflate the number. Well, someone did a little investigative journalism to see, okay, let's see if this is true or not. Guess what they found out? That branch has been closed to the public since the pandemic. They took it off the website because they stopped accepting people. It hasn't been operating since 2020. So because they weren't operating, they were still paying the lease, but they closed the doors. That's why it was off the website. That's why no one knew it was there. But they were still paying the money and still paying. I think there was a couple employees. They were available for virtual queues, but not the virtual wasn't really happening.
Go figure.
So they cut it. So all the reports made it sound like Doge is a big liar and they're inflating the numbers, when in reality, they're finding instances like this that are 100% pure waste. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker. Filling in, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.